This is NPR.
A suicide bomb in Kabul against a U.S. military convoy has left 6 Afghan civilians dead. The U.S. troops were traveling in 2 armored vehicles near the Kabul airport when they were attacked by the bomber. None of the 4 American service members were seriously wounded, but along with the 6 Afghan fatalities, 20 other Afghan civilians were injured in the blast. To this country now, more fallout in the political brouhaha regarding the Democratic presidential nomination. Geraldine Ferraro has stepped down from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. A Clinton campaign official confirmed the decision by Ferraro, who caused a firestorm this week by suggesting Barack Obama is the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination because he's black. Ferraro remains the only woman to have run on a major presidential ticket in the U.S. Here's NPR's David Green with more.
Ferraro made the comments last week to a newspaper in Torrance, California. She told the paper, quote, "If Obama was a white man, he would not be in this position." Ferraro yesterday stood by her comment. She told CBS News that both Clinton and Obama have historic candidacies, and she said if her name was Gerard and not Geraldine, Walter Mondale never would have picked her as a running mate in 1984 because he was trying to break down doors. Ferraro also said Obama's campaign was trying to use her remarks to attack Clinton.
It wasn't a racist comment. It was a comment, a statement of fact. And for the campaign to take that and spin it and attack Hillary and me as being racist, I have to tell you, it is just appalling.
A Clinton campaign official said Ferraro wrote a letter to Clinton yesterday saying she's leaving her post on the campaign's finance committee.
That was NPR's David Green reporting. The head of the California slaughterhouse, where employees led sick cows to slaughter, acknowledged during congressional testimony yesterday that some of the cows did wind up in the nation's food supply. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis.
Steve Mandel, the president of Westland Hallmark Meat Company, told a House panel that the sick cows captured on video by the Humane Society of the United States weren't being led to slaughter for food. He wrote, they were actually euthanized and disposed of. But then the House panel aired the two videos. They showed sick cattle being shocked with electric prods and dragged with chains and a forklift to get them to stand. Mandel changed his testimony and said he had only seen snippets of the videos before the hearing.
I mean, I couldn't believe that it was my plan.
Right.
Until I saw the video.
After the video surfaced last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture urged Mandel to conduct a voluntary recall. Mandel did, and now he says he's ruined.
NPR's Libby Lewis reporting there. And the space shuttle Endeavour has successfully docked at the International Space Station, kicking off 2 weeks of demanding construction work. Before the link-up, Endeavour's commander guided the shuttle through a 360-degree backflip to allow their colleagues on the space station to take a series of photographs of the shuttle. It's a safety procedure to make sure the shuttle wasn't damaged during takeoff. 5 spacewalks are planned during Endeavour's mission. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.